This is Worldwide Communion Sunday. A connection with God's people all around the world, in spite of our denominational differences, the colors of our skins, the languages that we may speak, or the national boundaries that may separate us. This day, God's people are sharing together in Worldwide Communion Sunday to show the oneness of the church in Christ Jesus. And that's a wonderful thing, because it's based on not just what's happening now, but what's gone on for centuries before us in sharing this holy meal. Paul's letter today to Timothy was a letter of encouragement. He was talking about Timothy's tears. A few weeks ago, folks gathered here on a Sunday evening as we went through a study of Corinthians with the United Methodist Women. And I talked to you about the Corinthian church, how it was very much like our modern days. And they had gotten out of line. One of their problems was how they celebrated Holy Communion. But in those days, not having a postal service, somebody had to deliver that letter, and Timothy was one of the people who delivered Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, and they were pretty angry when they read that letter. Paul wasn't there, so who did they take it out on? Young Timothy. I mean, they practically ran the poor guy out of town. And I'm sure that came to Paul's mind as he was writing this pastoral letter to a young minister named Timothy. He knew he was discouraged. And he reminded him, remember the faith of your grandmother and your mother. That you have faith because people went before you. People cared about you. People loved you. People taught you the word from the time you were a little child. Draw strength from that and renew your strength in your tradition. And the faith you had when I laid my hands on you and consecrated you as a minister. He was encouraging Timothy to really increase his faith, to reach back, not just into his own memory, but back into the generations that went before him. Now, there are some of us in the life of the church that come new to the faith without having a lot of family ties in the church. So you are starting a tradition for you and for your family. But some of us have traditions that go back hundreds of years. I know in my own family, one of the stories is hearing how my great-grandmother and grandfather were some of the first members of Calvary United Methodist Church in Durham, and some of the things they did and the sacrifices they made to help that church get on its way. And it's still serving people, although the community has changed drastically and most of the old members have moved away. There are new members in a poorer section of town that are being ministered to because of the faith of those who went before. I vaguely remember that great-grandmother. I never met my great-grandfather. He died before I was born. But I remember my grandmother and grandfather serving faithfully in that church. My grandmother sang in the choir. My grandfather was a head usher. And I started singing in the adult choir like some of our young people when I was about 12 or 13. And boy, that just made me feel so good to be up there in the adult choir. And yeah, we had to do double duty and sing with the kids too. But, you know, but it made me really feel a part of the life of the church at a time when my life really needed that, when my mother and father separated and later my father deserted us. But I had a bigger family. I had the church. I had the faith of mother and grandmother and great-grandmother and the Carringtons that went before. and led the way of faith, just like Timothy was grounded in faith. But the disciples in the gospel lesson came to Jesus and said, "Increase our faith, Lord." And Jesus gave them a kind of odd answer. He said, "You know, if you have faith, even that of a little mustard seed, then you can say to that mulberry tree, uproot yourself and be planted in the sea, and it shall be done." And then he went on talking about a servant not being better than the master, that the servant doesn't go in and sit down and eat first, but serves the master and then eats afterwards, and does his job, and shouldn't be thanked for that, because that's his job. I don't know about you, but that seems like a strange response to increase our faith, Lord. I think Jesus was telling us that he doesn't increase our faith. We increase our faith. Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit are objects of our faith. But if our faith will be increased, it'll be because we choose to believe more and more. We have to dig down within ourselves and believe. That's how our increase in faith comes. Not from above, but from within. Because the Spirit of the living God lives in us. And never is that faith more important than when we come to share Holy Communion. Because a marvelous thing takes place. Jesus promises in the sharing of the bread and the cup that he becomes more real than any other time in our lives except our baptism, when we're baptized with water and the Spirit. And in Holy Communion, by faith, by believing, when Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood," that a miracle takes place. John Wesley talked about it as a means of grace, that Jesus becomes real. He becomes a part of us. We ingest him. We take him into ourselves. Praise be to God, I have seen people through the years who have come in faith and receive the bread and the cup and experience Christ in a wonderful way, some of them healed of physical ailments because they believed in the real presence of the living God in Christ Jesus. Increase our faith, Lord. It won't be the Lord that increases your faith. It'll be you believing in that Lord, in our God, in the power of our Lord and God, and fill you with faith because you choose to believe. As we share with Christians all around the world, as it started hours ago as the sun rose and has moved from east to west, you're invited to come by faith. By that faith, by that increase in faith that comes from you, your desire, you will encounter a living Lord in a marvelous and mysterious way. We invite you to come. Let us pray. Gracious Father, you have offered yourselves to us. May we believe and offer ourselves to you as we receive Holy Communion and share in the blessings that you have given us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.